Dear God, in the wondrous name of Jesus, we just give you all the thanks and praise today. Glory in the name of Jesus. Oh, how good and how sweet the name of Jesus. Lord, all power is given in that name. Lord, I'm so grateful to know that my life holds together and consists because of that name. And each life here today holds together and consists because of that wondrous name. Lord, help us to be a thankful people today. God, just open up your word to us. I know it's your will. Help it to be ours. Help us to want the word of God deep in our lives. God, if there be hearts that are indifferent today, Lord, I ask you, break up the fallow ground. God, let it work deep in our lives. God, open our hearts this morning to receive the beauty of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. May we magnify His name and His name alone. Father, may you be pleased this day that we're vessels displaying the very glory of your Son. In that name we ask to anoint this time, each and every life here, and in the glory of the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Praise be to God. Now last week, brothers and sisters, we were, I believe, getting a little bit thankful for who we are and who we are in Christ Jesus, who God has made us. And I really want to underscore every trait of who God has made us. And those traits that you love to have, and even those traits that you wish you didn't, I hope that we're glorying in the Lord that He does that which is right. And praise His name, it's the camel who brought you here today. I got to pay attention. And you did hear me right. It's the camel that brought you here today. If you were here on Wednesday, I just can't get the camel off my heart. I've been rejoicing in that camel for a long time. And I believe it's been many years, to be honest with you. I was so encouraged throughout many of Brother Hill's studies about that camel. And I have to say, a few years back, a sweet uncle of mine, it just struck a chord in my heart, and I don't believe it's ever left. On a weekly basis, I'm so grateful to God. But I'd like you to open your Bibles with me today to Genesis chapter 24. That's Genesis 24. And this is the story, such a wonderful story of Isaac and Rebekah. This is the greatest of love stories. I'm so thankful. Beginning with the love story of the father for the son. And then the love story of the father's master for the son. And then the love story of the bride for the son. And I don't know how long we'll be here. I'm hoping that by the grace of God we'll be out of here momentarily. But I mean here in this study of the camel. But we'll just leave it to the Lord. But I want you to understand that this camel here is mentioned 18 times in this chapter. It's a focal point of the story of Isaac and Rebekah. And I've heard, and I'm sure you have heard many times before, that these camels represent trials in our lives. And that's absolutely true, brothers and sisters. But I'm going to tell you something. I'm here today to rejoice in another great type that is found in these camels. And that type is our flesh. And I'm talking about the flesh that we're in at this time. And one of the beauties of that is this flesh. It's the only way that we're ever going to get to the bridegroom is we're going to have to overcome by the grace of God this flesh. The Word of God tells us that a man has to know how to possess his own vessel in sanctification and honor. We're on a journey, brothers and sisters, and it's a wondrous journey. And by the grace of God, we're going to water down these camels today and take some steps, I believe, out in faith. But I'd like you to read with me the verses 10 and 11 here today. I think we're going to hone in on that. But it says in the 10th verse, "And the servant," this is Eliezer representing the Holy Spirit here, "took 10 camels," and that number 10 is important here because that's responsibility according to ability. And let me tell you something, you're responsible for much. Who much is given, much is required. And I'm telling you, the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ has seen fit to let you hear the message of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. You're responsible for a great responsibility. It's all by the grace of God, but know what He has entrusted you to and to rejoice in. But it says, "And the servant took 10 camels of the camels of his master. And he departed for all the goods of his master were in his hand. And he arose, and he went to Mesopotamia unto the city of Nahor. And I will mention this very quickly here, is this is Abraham looking for a bride for his son Isaac, and he sends him back to his people. Nahor was his brother, representing the people of God. And it's amazing where the people of God are. They're in Mesopotamia, and if you know anything about Mesopotamia, it's Babylon. It's a wicked place. And let me tell you something. The people of God are dwelling in a wicked place today. We're in this old wicked world. But I'm going to tell you something. Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, is looking for that bride today that's dwelling in the city of Nahor in Mesopotamia. And I'm so grateful to God that there is a people that are going to come out of His people that will be His bride. Oh, let that thrill you. So grateful to Him of what He's showing us. And he made, in the 11th verse, his camels to kneel down. Oh, you need to underscore that one. And he made his camels to kneel down without the city by a well of water at the time of evening, even the time that women go out to draw water. All right. Now, the Holy Spirit's bringing something here. And I'm going to give you a little bit of advice. You can't exchange the camel that you've been given. Can't. Holy Spirit brought that camel. That's the camel that you're going to have to ride. And the Holy Spirit brought you your camel from God, brothers and sisters. Just as Eliezer here brought Rebecca her camel from the master. This is your camel. What about the words in the Word of God, foreknown, chosen, predestinated? Before the foundations of the world, God brought and saw your camel. I'm so grateful to Him. See, He knows everything that you need. But you keep wrestling with God, and I do the same thing, and tell God, I need it a different way. Do you ever realize that when you're talking, that you're talking to God? I don't want to tell God I need it a different way. I want to say, God, I understand by Your grace this is Your way. Help me to be a rejoicing vessel and to be glad in it. Oh my goodness, brothers and sisters, we need to be a thankful people, don't we? Content in all things. Thankful in all things. Rejoicing always. And again, I say rejoice. We could never be grateful enough for God, could we? But I'm here today by His grace to get a little bit more grateful in God. Now, I know you've been looking at my camel today. I really do. I think you've been thinking about riding my camel. And I have to tell you, I've looked at a couple of yours, and they looked a little more comfortable than mine. But you know what, brothers and sisters? I'm going to tell you. Your camel has the before ordained good works that you should walk therein. And my camel has the before ordained good works that I should walk therein. And by the grace of God, I'm going to settle down in that truth. And I'm going to want nothing more than my camel today. How about you? You want your camel? See, your camel is the perfect size. It's the perfect shape. And it's the only camel that'll ever get you to the bridegroom. It's the only one. It had to be that way. Absolutely had to be that way. And in that, I'll tell you what, I'm going to say glory to God. You know what I need. Christ, You know. Just like Peter finally said, Lord, Thou knowest. I'm giving it up. I don't know anything. But Jesus Christ and Him crucified, Lord, Thou knowest. There was a time in my life, and I'll speak to all the brothers and sisters here today, but especially you brothers, where finally, really, Lord, You know. You know this life. I've tried to direct it too long. I've tried to make the decisions of right and wrong, and this is the best for my family. No. Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus, Jesse. Let that mind be in you. I direct your paths. I'll lead those steps. I'm so grateful for the hinds feet. But Lord, let me get way back. Because I need to follow those 4 feet right where they've set. And by the grace of God, let me put that foot right into that place. That's the peace. That's the peace that passes understanding. God's got control of me. He does. That old devil, he tries to get me to think that, oh, this has got me, or that's got me, or this has got a hold of me, or this is influencing me, and I've got to say no to that. Let me tell you something. You're going to waste all your life doing that. You really will. I've said it many times, and I'll say it again. I appreciate my mom growing up. It wasn't a life of do and don't. It was, son, just fall in love with Jesus Christ. Love what He's done for you. Can you see Him on that cross for your life every single day? Are you appreciative of the blood that flowed so freely for you every day? Very God, a very God. How many ways God could have done it, but He did it that way. He gave me that Savior. He left the right hand of God to become a man. And to become a nothing man. Not a man that men esteem. Not a man that they're going to inaugurate. That they're going to have all of the festivities to show the greatness in the man. He was the lowest of men. There isn't anything that we would see of Him that we would ever even find physically beautiful. Oh yeah, we've seen all the pretty pictures of Jesus. It's a beautiful woman with long hair put on and a mustache or a beard. But I'm going to tell you something. Jesus didn't look like that. He didn't. The Word tells us very clearly there wasn't anything on the outside that you were going to find beautiful. He wasn't a muscular, masculine looking thing. Behold the Lamb. Behold the Lamb. That's what stirs a heart. That's what makes us grateful to God. That's what gets me through by His grace when, you know, there's things that He allows me to go through in this life that are hurtful. Lord, I worked so hard for that position. I really went out of my way to make peace in that situation. But oh, the phrase of the day, oh, no good deed goes unpunished. But I'm talking about the ones really that tear out your heart. And they've trampled on and those types of things. But I'm so grateful to God. Lord, You know the way that I take. And happy are ye. See, I'm learning finally in this life that happy are ye when you suffer for My sake. Happy are ye when you are despised because of the name of Jesus. I'm sitting on riches. How about you? I'm paying attention to the Word of God and what's real. Not all this fluff of the world that's out there to rob you. I enjoy life, I believe, as much or more than anybody that's ever walked this face of this earth. And I mean it. But it's not because of the things I have, not because of the experiences I've had or anything like that. It's because of the joy of the Lord. I'm realizing how much Jesus loves me. I'm realizing I am so special you can't even imagine. And not because I'm a preacher. Not because I'm a pastor. Not because of anything, but because Jesus loves me. He just loves me. I sang Jesus loves me, this I know, ever since I was probably 1 or 2 years old. And I'm stepping in today more and more. Jesus loves me, this I know. For the Bible tells me so. And that's the only thing that's ever going to tell you that Jesus loves you. And how much He loves you is the Word of God. You can get pumped up in song. You can get all pumped up in whatever it may be. But the only thing that's ever going to last is because the Bible tells me so. Oh, it's great. Let's get back with it. Well, you got a camel. I know you thought you needed a different one. But it's got the before ordained good works that you should walk therein. And I'm going to tell you right now that by His grace, I'm going to stick with my camel. Because I'm going to stick with it anyways. No matter what He looks like or what he smells like? Come on now. Come on. Perfect size and shape to get me to the bridegroom. But I want you to know something. That camel doesn't necessarily need to smell. It really doesn't. I don't think many of us know that the word camel, it means beautiful, elegant, to behave and to please with kindness. I'd never heard that before. How about you? You ever look up the definition of camel before? And that's the ancient. That's the ancient definition of the camel, brothers and sisters. See, I've been reading about these amazing and beautiful creatures. A sheik just paid $2.5 million for a camel. I almost thought I'd start raising camels or something, you know. But it's been one of the most amazing animals. You've heard me say many times before, I love to study the animals. They're God's creation and they don't talk back too much. And I think they're pretty awesome to study. But the Bible tells us that they truly are, and history does as well too, the cargo ships of the desert, which are perfectly made for the journey. They have two sets of eyelids. They have three sets of eyelashes. They have flaps that cover their ears and cover their nose. The finest of sand blowing 100 miles an hour cannot penetrate. That animal can go on. That animal can go on. They've got feet that have been so amazingly made. They've got special fat pockets on their feet. Just like snowshoes, they can walk right on top of the sand. I don't know if you ever, you know, I watched too many Rocky movies and I'd get out there on the beach and I thought I was going to, you know, playing up the song and everything, and I was going to get in shape. And you start running on the beach, and you know, I went about 50 yards in that soft sand. And you know what I'm saying? I about fell over. My legs were burning. But that beast that weighs 1,600 pounds is just gliding right on top of that. Pretty cool. God made them just right. Just right, just right. And then they have fat all over their bodies as well, too, which is amazing to me. They can withstand temperatures far below zero. They really can. And yet they can stand out there in 140 degrees Fahrenheit, not even breaking a sweat. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. And then they can pretty much about eat anything. You don't watch out, sometimes they'll eat you. But they can eat thorns. And they can eat leaves. They can eat bone. They can eat meat. Omnivore, you've heard that. But they're a special omnivore because their mouths are even made so that the thorns don't bother them. You could almost feed them a stick and they'd still eat it. Yeah, pretty special animal. But then most of all, they're famous for that water that they can drink. Take down 40 gallons in a sitting. And then 20 gallons can be stored. And I know we're thinking, oh, it's stored in the hump. But no, it's stored in the blood. Another wonderful thought there too. But it's stored in the blood. That hump is a bunch of fat. And that allows them to go for over a month without food. And you'll start to see that hump going down a little bit as they go a long time. But that water is so wonderful. 2 weeks, brothers and sisters, in over 100 degrees heat, they don't need one sip. They can go on. Pretty amazing. Pretty amazing how wonderfully and fearfully you're made. God didn't come into your life for you to fail. You've got every provision. You have every reason to succeed. You do. Don't listen to the enemy. Don't listen to him. It's not I can't. It's I can through Christ who strengthens me. Yeah. Are you tapping into that energy today? I pray you are. You've got it. This is what the Holy Spirit brought you. Brought from the Master. Didn't just get them on the way. God said specifically, this one's for you, honey, and this one's for you, and you, and you, and you. And they all have perfect ability. They all have perfect ability by the grace of God. Because you know what? God doesn't do anything but right. God doesn't do anything but perfect. And I know you're sitting there going, oh man, you're not talking about me. Yes, I am. God made you. You're fearfully and wonderfully made. And Christ in you, I'm telling you, is so powerful. Absolutely powerful. I'm looking at some of these college kids. I remember when I was in school, there were many times I studied hard and I'd get sitting down there and man, it was blank. Did I even read that? Am I in the right class? I know I don't know that professor today. And I'm not kidding you. But I'll be all wisdom to you, honey. Time after time. He didn't just bail me out. He didn't just pull me out. He held me close. He's always holding me close. How many times God's kept me from myself, I can't even tell you. How many times God's kept you from yourself, I can't even tell you. You can say, oh, but I've made a disaster of it. Praise God. Yeah. You're here. You're here today. And He is working. If we're believing, He's working. Wonderfully made. But no matter how incredible something is made, brothers and sisters, it's like anything else. How it performs and how well it lasts is going to depend on how it's cared for. Amen? Oh, I thought this was just a, you know, any way to God is good, huh? There's but one way. One way. I'm so tired of hearing so many ways to God. I am getting ornery. I am. A little feisty. I can't take it anymore. I really can't. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. There's but one faith. There's but one God. And there's but one Savior. That's it. No other way. And that's what's so offensive, isn't it? Well, that can't be right. There's got to be a lot of different ways. Well, there's only, you know, one way to get water, you drink. It's only one way to get oxygen, I got to breathe. How come we, you know, really do just have one leader, one CEO? We have but one God. It's just one. Don't try to reason it away, because you'll waste your time. One God. One God. Hallelujah. But I'm going to tell you, we need to treat it right, because I'm finding more and more, this life will treat you as you treat it. This life will treat you as you treat it. You feed this life, you water it, you nurture it, and it'll grow. And it'll grow real well. But if you ignore it, if you dissipate this life, if you mistreat it with sin, if you starve it, it'll become sickly. And it won't be able to journey on. You kick and beat a camel. I know a lot of people think, you got to beat him into submission. Oh, no, you don't with a camel. I was reading about those guys that really know how to work with camels. You love them. And you treat them kind. Because if you hit it and you beat it, it'll bite you. It'll spit on you. It'll throw you off. And then once you're off, it will. If it's really angry, it'll try to stomp you to death. Feisty. And then, if you neglect and ignore them, even once they're trained, they become unruly. They do. Disobedient. And the one thing about a camel, let me tell you something. If you don't bathe them, I mean it. Now, I haven't been around them that close, but I've just been reading. And this one guy says, you'd rather have a skunk to dinner than a camel that's not bathed. Sanctified in the water, huh? We'll hurry along. But I want a camel that's going to be obedient. I want a camel just like Sister Rebecca's camel. And you know why I want a camel like hers? In the 64th verse of this 24th chapter, it says that she lights off that camel because the destination has been made. And there's her wonderful bridegroom. And so soon, within two verses, they're married. That quick. Just right there. Special delivery right into the arms of the bridegroom. But brothers and sisters, I'm going to tell you something. There's a pattern to get there. There is. Not all of these different ways. And the Bible was so sweet in allowing us to be born at this time, to come into the knowledge of the Lord at this time. That pattern is follow Paul as he followed Christ. Absolutely. See, the Holy Spirit gave to that brother the message of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. The camel came to you to bring you into the arms of the bridegroom. Oh, she was blessed and she was so thankful to be with the people of God. She was happy with her dad and mom. She was happy with her brothers and sisters. She was happy being with the family of God. But there was a special calling. Honey, you got to come out of them and even be separate. You got to go without the camp. Hallelujah. Draw nigh to God time. I've got a special camel for you to ride, honey. And he brought it to her. And you know what's so amazing? She took it. And see, even that good old family, they wanted her to stay a little while and say, oh, come on, honey, we got to love up on you. That's great, you're going to have a husband, but can't we have you just a little bit longer? But you know, the Holy Spirit, he's dealing now. And just like Eliezer said to her, oh, no, and to the family, you can't delay, honey. It's now. It's now. Now's your time. It's not, well, this was neat, we're going to think about it today, and next week I'll come by, and maybe it'll be next week. No. It's now. He was pressed to go now. The master told him, you'll find this lady. And I know that Eliezer, he was surprised. You know, how many wells am I going to have to go to? I mean, how long is this journey going to be? One. God is that exact. He's that perfect. He is. And I'm so grateful to God today. I see that he's visiting his people today to take out from them a people for his name's sake. I got a wife back there. Yes, she stays for the service. Got to stay with me. She's my namesake. She's Mrs. Odorcio. And he's visiting now. And he sent that Holy Spirit to a faraway place. Into the family of God. To take out of them a bride. How much more real could it be? How much more real could it be? Is the Holy Spirit just playing the strings of your heart this morning? I pray He is. I pray this is so exciting and real to you that God spoke about me back in the time even of Abraham. I didn't have to say, Lord, I wanted to live back there. You're already talking to me back then anyways. I said, son, I want to show you a story for your life. But it needs to be a life of I will go, and I will go now. And there was something really special about those camels. See, when Eliezer brought that camel to her, you notice in the 11th verse, it kneeled down. It kneeled down. And I believe that there's many a people in here today that have the proposal of Jesus Christ in their life. Do you remember the day that Jesus Christ, via the Holy Spirit, came to you and said, honey, I want you to be my bride? Do you remember that day? I do. I remember that day. I was 17 years old. And I didn't know if I wanted to live anymore. I'd been saved. I didn't know anything but Jesus all my life. Filled with the Holy Spirit when I was 12 years old. But I didn't have the joy unspeakable and full of glory going on. And it had to be a pressing time. But He got me by a well. And He came. And He said, I want you to marry me. And it hit. The light went on. It was real. And by His grace, I said, I'll go. He brought me a kneeling camel. Pooh. And I embraced Him. And I said, this is wonderful. But there were times that my camel wasn't kneeling anymore. See this sister Rebecca? Her camel knelt all the way. All the way. The reason you want a kneeling camel? Three reasons. It rests. It can be loaded up. Most importantly, it can be mounted up and ridden. Oh, yeah. But that's got to be every day. See, every day the journey goes again. And it goes on and it goes on. And that journey can't ride on emotion. And that journey can't ride on feeling. Because I'm high today, Lord. I'm going to ride that camel. Well, the next day I'm trying to find the camel because I'm low. Mm-mm. Therewith to be content, whether abased or abounding, whether full or hungry, whether I have it all or I have nothing. Lord God, let me surrender to You. Mm-hmm. That camel kneels down, it bows down, and it stays down. And it yields and it surrenders. And I'm going to tell you something. It's a journey that is the sweetest journey there'll ever be. I'm ready to ride. How about you? Ready to ride? I'm ready to ride. I don't care if my camel's been wandering around in that desert for a long time. Holy Spirit brings him right to me. Yeah. He wants me to ride that more than anything. Wants me to stay on it. And it's rough and it's windy and there's storms and there's all these things. But by the grace of God, every provision's already been made. By the grace of God, hitched to the Holy Spirit, I'm going into the arms of the bridegroom. How about you? We're going to rejoice in this, I believe, for some weeks to come, brothers and sisters. I believe we're right there. But by the grace of God, there's got to be more joy. More joy. Got to be more joy. I'm here to draw breath. Got to be more joy. And I'm thankful that I can testify today that there's more joy every day. And I'm not talking about happenings. I'm not talking about events. I wake up every day and I'm telling you the paper tries to discourage me from everything. TV gets up there and tells me I should just check it in right now. I've got pundits on the right and the left. I don't even know what they even think that they know, but I know that they don't know anything. But I'm going to ride. And you know what? I know the Holy Spirit knows the journey. But every day I'm riding, all I'm thinking is, Lord, it could be this day. That's the only thing the Holy Spirit hasn't told me. He's told me, son, I'm going to lead you right there. I've been sent of the Master. These are His camels. You just get up and ride. I'm going to take you right to the bridegroom. I'm going to take you right into the arms of your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The only thing He hasn't told me is it going to be today. But the one thing He has told me, Lord, is it going to be today? What do you think? Praise God. You ready to ride? You ready to ride? Oh, I pray we are. Glory, hallelujah, I'm ready to ride. I'm mounting up. I didn't realize that camel had wings of eagles. What he can do. Oh, what he can do. You don't need to be despairing today. You don't need to be in a state of self-pity today. Oh, no. You've got Jesus. You've got Jesus. And he's given you a camel to ride into the arms of your wonderful bridegroom. Let's pray. Dear God, we thank you again. We praise you for your wonderful truth. Lord, help us to just lay hold today. You're taking us deep. I know that, God. But, you know, Lord, you said, yea, the deep things of God. Help us to yield. Help us to be willing vessels. Help us to want to go on to win your best. Thank you again for your peace, love, kindness, gentleness to us. With all glory to you, in the wonderful name of Jesus, we say amen.